news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, dealing with the dense fog advisory, different areas of Mobile and Baldwin County. We'll get more from Dr. Bill on that. And it was a rough night in Clark County, Washington County last night. Talk more about that and the forecast for the rest of the work week coming up with Dr. Bill. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning as we've got accidents at Cottage Hill Service Road and Genoa Drive. Also, Bear Fork Road between Jarrett and Moffitt. Southbound 65 ramp to Airport westbound. Again, we've got a Farnell Street at Gossett. A pipe is broke. A lot of water starting to flood the street. Make this year's Valentine's Day one to remember at the Battle House. Enjoy front row access to this Friday's parades and then a three-course Valentine's dinner at the Trellis Room. Call 338-5381. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. We'll get an in-depth discussion with him around 7:35. And yeah, just looking at some pictures now from some of the severe weather that came through areas of Washington County and Clark County in our area. I'm sure it continued on to the east, but the damage we're seeing at Grove Hill, trees down. You talked about trees down at your alma mater, Clark Prep.
Clark Prep. I guess they had some trees down there on 43 in the northbound lanes. And I guess I texted my mom earlier, who's in Grove Hill right now, and she said that it was a little scary with the wind last night. But as far as our area there, it doesn't seem like there's trees down and not a lot of debris around. But that's certainly not the case for the rest of Clark County and parts of Washington County, where it looks like it got pretty nasty last night.
Yeah, we'll talk to Doc more about that. And our chance for that severe weather here in the coastal counties, Mobile and Baldwin County, looks like it's Wednesday night into Thursday, but he'll give us more on that timeline coming up in just a little bit. Also, let's talk about approval ratings. While, you look at national polling, what about here in Alabama? A poll out from Alabama Daily News gives their rankings for Governor Ivey and President Trump. We'll get through that and those high approval numbers in just a little bit. Give you more on that story. Coming up in sports.
Tua Tagovailoa had a CT scan yesterday after 3 months after fracturing his hip against Mississippi State. I'll give you the update on Tua, and also newest AP Top 25 poll is out. Find out where Auburn landed yesterday.
And the ripoff that is that ranking.
Yes, yeah, I think they should have gone higher. But even after a couple big wins, AP decides to keep them steady.
All right, and the president was in New Hampshire yesterday. Of course, they had the New Hampshire primary going on, first primary in the nation. President took some time for a rally there and had a lot to say about the Democrats.
But they want open borders. They want thousands and thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom are not exactly what we're looking for, okay? I mean, murderers, rapists, and some other things.
So he's doubling down on the classic, right? Also mentioned his nemesis, his adversary, Nancy Pelosi.
No, it's very distracting. I'm speaking and a woman is mumbling terribly behind me, angry. There was a little anger back there. We're the ones should be angry, not them. We're the ones that should be angry, but we proudly declared that we are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before.
On the Democrat side, they were voting yesterday and starting the first, of course, I say yesterday, voting today, starting at midnight tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, midnight last night, 12:01 a.m. this morning in Dixville Notch, the place that gets attention every 4 years, because I would suggest it's because of the name of the place, but they say it's the first in the nation to vote in the primary, and they vote at midnight to get their attention.
I can't wait to see them roll the results in, and supposing that New Hampshire's able to get the votes in a timely fashion, do you think they'll rub it in Iowa's face? Like, yeah, look at us. We're able to count our votes.
Yeah, that's why we primary and don't caucus. I don't know. So, and you had Bloomberg winning New Hampshire, or at least the first vote there in Dixville Notch, mm-hmm. but he was in Montgomery yesterday. More on the New Hampshire situation. Here's Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
As the Democratic candidates wrapped up their final campaign events, thousands of people filled UNH's arena in Durham for what was part rally, part concert. The warm-up speakers for Bernie Sanders included actress and one-time candidate for New York Governor Cynthia Nixon.
Bernie's counting on you. Turn out tomorrow and do him proud.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got to introduce the Vermont senator.
Are you all ready for a political revolution in New Hampshire tomorrow?
Bernie Sanders appeared confident that he would come out on top when the votes were tallied.
Let us have the largest voter turnout in the history of the New Hampshire primary. Let's win this thing. Let's transform America.
He tore into President Trump, who held his own rally at an arena in Manchester Monday night.
The American people, no matter what their political views may be, are sick and tired of a president who is a pathological liar, who is running a corrupt administration, who is a bully and a vindictive person.
When he was done speaking, the band The Strokes took to the stage. Monday began with the release of polls taken over the weekend that showed a change in the standings for the candidates.
So as you've probably heard, we're on a bit of a surge.
That was Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar speaking to an enthusiastic crowd at Exeter Town Hall.
I woke up this morning to two post-debate polls that showed that I was number three.
She had her supporters laughing as she took shots at President Trump.
I truly think that he will have to debate, but let's say he will. And if he doesn't, I'll just call him a chicken, so it's fine.
The latest polls also set up the possibility for Joe Biden to finish in fifth behind Warren and Klobuchar. Both Sanders and Buttigieg continued to poll higher than the rest. Steve Kastenbaum in New Hampshire.
Maybe some voice coaching for all the candidates or the supporters out there.
AOC almost ripped my eardrums in half.
Honest to goodness, when we get the cameras up in the studio, people see that Dalton actually took his cans off, his headset off, before AOC started her comments.
Yes. There.
All right, 715 FM Talk 106.5. Sports is on the way, and we'll check news next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Spanish Fort is looking for a new police chief for the second time in less than 3 months. Chief Kenny Hall took over for retired Chief David Edgar late last year. We're working to find out why he's leaving after only a few weeks on the job. The open position is posted on the city's website. A Democratic presidential hopeful made a stop in Alabama on Monday. Mike Bloomberg spoke to voters in Montgomery. Most Democratic contenders are campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of today's primary, but Bloomberg said he wanted to focus on red states that often elect Republican candidates. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Gun enthusiasts, if you're looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store, look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile.
If you need it, they can get it.
And now through Valentine's Day, register for the Valentine's Raffle. Mobile Shooting Center is giving away a couple of Sky handguns.
One for you, one for your honey.
What better way to say, I love you? Visit Mobile Shooting Center today. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday was an important day in the recovery process for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he prepares to enter the NFL. Tua had a CT scan 3 months after fracturing his hip in Alabama's 38-7 win over Mississippi State. The diagnosis was as, quote, positive as possible, according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. Rappaport tweeted yesterday that the hip fracture has healed. The hip and its range of motion is good, and that it will likely be another month before Tua is cleared for football activities as expected. He continued that if Tua's health continues this way, the expectation is for a very good medical exam at the scouting combine. The NFL combine set to begin on February 24th. Tua will interview with teams during Combine Week and is hoping to be healthy enough to work out for teams in a pro day prior to the NFL draft in April. LSU has found their replacement for passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who left the Tigers last month to join the Carolina Panthers coaching staff in the NFL. And longtime NFL coach Scott Linehan is reportedly headed to Baton Rouge to take over as the new passing game coordinator. The 56-year-old most recently served as Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator from 2015 to 2018 and the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator from 2009 to 2013. Before that, he was the head coach for the St. Louis Rams for just over two seasons. Linehan will now work alongside LSU offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger with the defending national champions. In NFL news, Phillip Rivers and the L.A. Chargers have officially split ways, and the veteran quarterback is set to enter free agency for the first time in his 16-year career. Rivers, who was born in Dothan, played high school ball at Athens High School here in Alabama, has not missed a planned start in his 16 seasons with the Chargers. He's sixth in NFL history in career passing yards and touchdown passes. We're 1 month away from conference tournaments in basketball. This week, not much changed in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. Baylor remains ranked first after gathering 48 of 64 first-place votes. Number 2 ranked Gonzaga had 15 first-place votes, and number 3 Kansas had 1. Undefeated San Diego State is ranked 4th, and Louisville tops the ACC at number 5. Dayton is 6th, Duke 7th, Florida State 8th, Maryland 9th, and Seton Hall comes in at number 10. The biggest surprise to me was that Auburn remains ranked 11th for the second week in a row, even after beating Arkansas and a ranked LSU team over the past week. Kentucky moved up 3 spots to number 12. LSU had the biggest drop of any team this week, falling from 18th to number 25, while no other SEC teams received any votes. Michigan State, who began the season ranked 1st, officially dropped out of the poll after a 3-game losing streak. In ranked games last night, number 1 Baylor beat Texas 52-45 for the Bears' 21st straight Big 12 victory. That's one short of the conference record set by Kansas back in 1997. Also last night, number 7 Duke beat number 8 Florida State 70-65, and number 24 Texas Tech routed TCU 88-42. In the NBA, Toronto beat Minnesota 137-126. That extended the Raptors' win streak to a franchise record 15 games. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings. All right, Ted, a reminder, too, win them before you can buy them tickets for Chicago. They're coming to the Wharf May 16th. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Your chance to win them sometime between now and 9 o'clock. So get ready for that. Chicago win them before you can buy them tickets. It's a Saturday at the Wharf. I think it was May 17th. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. Also, Dr. Bill joins us here in just a few. And check us out online. Remember, podcasts, online opinion poll questions, top news stories, all on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now let's check some tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Recent changes to the tax code could make individuals less likely to qualify for tax breaks for charitable donations. The law doubles the standard deduction, which means more Americans will take that rather than itemizing their tax returns. But you only get the charitable write-off if you itemize. If you give a lot to charity, accountants recommend bunching your donations into a single year. The goal is to generate a deduction larger than the $24,000 standard deduction and then wait several years before donating again. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer, but sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R. SCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, working accidents at Cottage Hill Service Road at Genoa Drive, also Bear Fork Road between Jared and Moffitt with injury. Southbound 65 ramp to Airport westbound. Also, watch yourself at Farnell Street and Gosson. The pipes broke through there and a lot of water starting to flood the area. The IRS problem solvers at Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile have over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They can also help with the IRS. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill, just about 10 minutes away. Full weather discussion. We'll talk about the severe weather last night up in Washington County, Clark County, and the chance for severe weather coming to the coastal counties here this week. That's coming up at around 735. Also, you heard that message from Southern Cancer Center talking about genetic testing. Heads up, coming up at 1 o'clock today on Midday Mobile. Dr. Mishad from Southern Cancer Center is going to join us. I'm really fascinated about the genetic work and what they're doing to be able to look at your genetics and talk about cancer and what may be in your family line. And We're going to get into it in depth today at 1 o'clock, how they do it, how the process works, what they can find out, what they can tell us. That's coming up at 1 today.
Yeah, so many advances in technology, and I'm sure Dr. Meshad, he'll have, you know, all the big words, but that's why I'm glad you'll be in here.
He'll translate them into Sullivanese so I can understand them.
That's right, and then I will be able to understand them if they're transferred into Sullivanese. So I'm looking forward to that, and some big breakthroughs hopefully coming soon.
Absolutely. And the story I mentioned earlier from Todd Stacey over at Alabama Daily News, aldailynews.com, he's done some polling. They slapped leather, paid the money, had some polling done, and each day they're releasing different pieces of this poll. Yesterday, talked about overall approval ratings in the state of Alabama for President Trump and Governor Ivey. Survey was conducted February 4th through 6th. 64% of voters approve of the job Governor Ivey is doing. 64%, y'all. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, 64% approve, 29% disapprove. For President Trump, 58% of Alabama voters approve of his performance as president, while 37% disapprove. Poll was conducted by Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy on behalf of Alabama Daily News and its news partners. It surveyed 625 registered voters in Alabama with a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. Governor Ivey's higher rating can be traced to broader support among African Americans and Democrats. 41% of black voters said they approve of Ivey's job performance, while 50% said they disapprove. For President Trump, just 11% of black voters approve, while 78% disapprove. So look at that. Look how good the governor is doing statewide with everybody. President Trump maintains absolute dominance of the Republican Party in Alabama, according to the survey. A full 97% of Republican voters said they approve of President Trump's job performance, while just 1% said they disapprove. Ivey's rating was slightly less dominant among Republicans, with 84% saying they approve, 11% saying they disapprove, and 5% were unsure. But I thought that was pretty interesting, looking at those numbers, and Governor Ivey doing quite well with all Alabamians.
Yeah, I'd love to see a breakdown regionally, or maybe even by county, if they could do that.
Because, see how she's doing in Mobile, Baldwin counties.
Because 64%, that might be, I don't know the stats, might be the highest in the nation, or at least pretty close.
You're probably right.
But imagine if this whole bridge fiasco didn't happen. I imagine around the state, she probably got lower numbers down here than the rest of the state.
Well, I was looking, and it was actually, the breakdown here, they did it by, now the problem is the regions are bigger. Like, what the region of South Alabama in this poll is all the Wiregrass and us in Southwest Alabama. So it's South, you know, it's not just our area. So, but if you look at it, they said, here's the approval rates for the governor. Northern Alabama, 67%. The Birmingham Metro, how Birmingham-centric everything is. Birmingham Metro, 62%. Eastern Alabama, 71% approval. Montgomery and the Black Belt, 44% approval. And South Alabama, 69% approval. So, you got to factor in that's Dothan, that's Enterprise, that's all, you know, Sampson, Alabama, all those places over there. So, I don't know if it was Mobile and Baldwin County, how high that number would be. We'll talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. Four people are in custody following a police chase on Interstate 65. That chase reached high speeds before the driver crashed in Pritchard, totaling the car. Security footage shows the suspect stealing the car from a home. You can find that footage on our website, WKRG.com. A 70-year-old woman was killed in a car crash last night in Milton. This happened near Berry Hill Road and Whispering Woods Drive. A second driver was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on. I'm Jessica Taloney.
The grand opening celebration is going on now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and now open in D'Iberville. Check out the deals in both locations and receive free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on safes $1,500 and up. But hurry, this sale ends February 22nd. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile, and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Trump. It's going to be a movement of Americans that defeat Donald Trump in rejection of hatred and embracing of love.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spoke ahead of the New Hampshire primary at a rally for Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Not to be outdone, President Trump held a campaign rally yesterday in Manchester and had this message for members of the GOP.
That Republicans are energized, that we're united, and that 9 months from now, we are going to take back the House of Representatives, we are going to hold the Senate, and we are going to keep the White House.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has won the votes in the New Hampshire community of Dixville Notch, traditionally the first town to cast votes in the country's first presidential primary. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Amid the White House's budget proposal for the FAA are boosts in two closely watched safety areas, oversight of aircraft certification and responsibilities for eventual integration of commercial drones into U.S. airspace. The 2021 spending blueprint highlights a total of $150 million more than current expenditures for those priorities, including funds earmarked to implement recommended regulatory changes resulting from Boeing 737 MAX problems. The budget documents specifically mention hiring FAA employees with greater technical experience to enforce safety rules. XPO Logistics notched an 18% jump in quarterly profit to $107 million, but revenue missed expectations in a challenging freight market. XPO says plans to potentially sell off all but one of its business units are off to a very good start, but it declined to update further. Crude oil trading at $50.59 a barrel on Wall Street futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product.
Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film.
Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A fog in Baldwin County, Mobile County this morning, humid like yesterday, but I guess we're getting off lucky compared to places to our north, Washington County and Clark County, seeing some rough weather last night.
Yeah, some of that bad weather that's been through central portions of Alabama and Mississippi kind of dipped down into Southwest Alabama last night, and they've had several inches of rain across central Alabama, and that's the potential even today of some flash flooding up in that area. But here along the coast, we can just look for a few showers today. We already have some dense fog, and that fog's going to be around for many locations right on through the day. It's going to be a kind of a warm day, about 75 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, fog again, and we've got a chance of a few showers tonight. Low will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, We'll start out with some fog in the morning, then a few showers developing during the day, and there's a possibility in the afternoon we may see a few scattered thunderstorms. The high will be in the mid-70s. The showers and thunderstorms are likely for tomorrow night as a cold front approaches, and that front should move in on Thursday morning. Thursday will be a little bit cooler, around 68 degrees with showers, and most of those showers will be in the morning. And then on Friday, we're going to have sunny skies, and but cool, only 58 degrees for Friday. Friday night in the upper 30s. And then over the weekend, looks like the best day will be Saturday. Mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high of 62. And then mostly cloudy on Sunday with a few scattered showers and a high in the upper 60s. So we've got some rain here in the forecast. Chance of a few showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. And tomorrow night and early on Thursday, we could see some severe thunderstorm activity.
Okay, severe thunderstorm activity. Do you think anything tornadic out of that?
Don't expect that. Mostly straight-line winds associated with the cold front. And that'll get us back at least to closer to normal for this time of the year for Friday and Friday night, with temperatures in the 50s Friday and then down into the upper 30s Friday night.
Okay, so by Thursday evening, I'm looking at the Mardi Gras schedule here. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we should be okay by Thursday evening.
Yeah, we're looking for some showers on Thursday, but I think most of that shower activity will be in the morning, and so conditions should improve by evening.
All right, because, yeah, I think the polka dots are rolling on Thursday. Also remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's lots of places to get them.
Yeah, particularly Hancock Whitney Banks in the Mobile area and also over the Eastern Shore. Here in Mobile, also at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Also, Classic Cars have copies in Robert Moore Christmastown. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore in the Fairhope area, Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate. We even have copies over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, 68 now at our studios. Yeah, that fog hanging along here at Airport at 65, just like Baldwin County, you're getting it. It's kind of something we're going to deal with. Dr. Bill said maybe for some parts of the listening area all day long, the fog will not lift. So be ready for that on a muggy Tuesday. Yeah, 68 degrees on the way. We'll check traffic with Kane. Do that next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet two of Mobile Bay Monthly's 40 Under 40 winners to talk about today's workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
Corey James and Cullen Millsap have a message for the leadership of the traditional workplace. Today's under 40 employee wants independence and autonomy and the tools needed to do their jobs. Their attitudes towards life is not one of buying and surrounding themselves with stuff, but instead searches for unique experiences. This leads to many active interests outside the workplace that keep them stimulated and, frankly, happy. And how does one go about finding this perfect person? We actually share a laugh about that. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday, special time here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Listen Wednesday at 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama, what a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning for the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still there at the Cottage Hill Service Road near Hillcrest. Also Bear Fork Road between Jarrett and Moffitt. Southbound 65 ran the airport westbound. And once again, there's a pipe broke with water all over the roadway at Farnell and Gossett. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or $3,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you along. And check out the website, of course, fmtalk1065.com. When you get there, I want to hear from you. Online opinion poll question, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. That's my buddy Trey. He's doing his job in a fantastic way. 11 years in business now. Mobile and Baldwin counties getting junk gone. You got junk you need gone for whatever it is. Just freeing up some space in your house, or maybe a shop, an office, or maybe you got a storage unit you pay on every month, but you couldn't tell me right now what is even in there. Get rid of it and let my buddy Trey help you out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's a great service, too, because they'll set an appointment time with you, a specific day, a specific time, and they show up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it knocked out. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and also the sponsor of the online opinion poll question. To go off the heels there of the Alabama Daily News poll that Mason Dixon put it on for Alabama Daily News, but the first round of information there is those high approval ratings for President Trump and Governor Ivey in Alabama. But Governor Ivey's approval rating across Democrats, Republicans, Independents, higher than President Trump's. 64% of Alabamians approve of the job that Governor Ivey is doing. Now, our question here, Dalton was bringing it up, if you would have focused that survey on Mobile on Baldwin counties, would it still have been that way? Because it does break it out to regions of the state, but when it says South Alabama, it actually includes, because I asked Todd yesterday, the Wiregrass and all that. So it's a different vibe over there than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing our own unscientific poll with a plus or minus, let's see, our margin of error, plus or minus 96, 97%.
Yeah, that sounds about
we
right.
We don't ever claim, what's funny is we never claim that these are scientific polls.
Mm-mm.
How many times do our poll, does the polling we do on our website line up or even is out in front of what comes out in the scientific poll?
Yeah, we've seen it before that we're pretty on the mark with a lot of these questions. And so now it's up to you, the FM Talk listening audience, for your approval rating for Governor Kay Ivey. The question now, do you approve or disapprove of Governor Kay Ivey's performance as governor? Three options there, approve, disapprove, or undecided. And you can put your vote in now, fmtalk1065.com.
All right, we'll get into three big things, top news stories of the day. You can see on our website. New Hampshire hopes to clarify the unsettled Democratic contest. Plus, big news for the port. Of course, I think I got 13 emails from Senator Shelby's office. None from Senator Shelby himself, but $274.3 million allocated to complete the Port of Mobile project. And it's movie time in Fairhope. We'll talk more about that coming up, and you'll get an update with WKRG in just a few. Also, it's if you didn't check your calendars or anything, you didn't know that coming up on Friday, it's Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
Valentine's Day.
I forgot.
Valentine's Day ideas out there. We'll talk about those some more. Plus, how much Americans are spending on Valentine's Day? Mandy Gaither from Westwood One with more. Listen to this, y'all.
According to the National Retail Federation, the average person will spend a little over $196 to shower those they care for with love. That's an expected record-breaking total of $27.4 billion, a 32% spending increase, and nearly $7 billion more than last year. According to the survey, spouses and significant others are expected to get more than half of that chunk of money, with many people planning planning to spend their money on classic gifts like greeting cards, candy and flowers, and the top choice, jewelry, with some lucky recipients getting a memorable experience like game tickets or a spa day. But those surveyed also said they will spread the love further this year, indicating they'd buy Valentine's gifts for friends, children's classmates, co-workers, and even pets. In fact, 27% of those surveyed said they were buying gifts for their furry friends. The average consumer is expected to spend about $12 on their pet. That's up from about $7 last year. I'm Mandy Gaither.
So there you go. As you're spending at the national average, are you below or ahead on that? You talk about getting a special gift to an event for people, you know, and not just the jewelry, not just things, but experiences. I think a lot of people like that. How about if you took your special someone to see Chicago at the Wharf coming up on May 16th? If you're caller number 6 right now at 343-0106, we got your tickets. It's going to be, I won't tell that you got off cheap for your Valentine's Day, but just we'll keep it between us. Caller number 6, 343-0106. You got a pair of tickets to check out Chicago at the Wharf Amphitheater. Show is May 16th. Tickets go on sale Friday. Good luck. Be right back.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
All right, 748 FM Talk 106.5, and congratulations.
BJ and Daphne getting the tickets to see Chicago at the Wharf in May. Should be awesome.
Good stuff. Coming right back, we'll check in with Sports with Dalton, and news is next from WKRG.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Spanish Fort is looking for a new police chief for the second time in less than 3 months. Chief Kenny Hall took over for retired Chief David Edgar late last year. We're working to find out why he's leaving after only a few weeks on the job. The open position is posted on the city's website. A Democratic presidential hopeful made a stop in Alabama on Monday. Mike Bloomberg spoke to voters in Montgomery. Most Democratic contenders are campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of today's primary, but Bloomberg said he wanted to focus on red states that often elect Republican candidates. The bodies of two U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan are back on American soil. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence traveled late Monday night to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to pay respects to the men who were stationed at Eglin Air Force Base in Northwest Florida. Sergeant Javier Gutierrez and Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez were killed on Saturday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, 751 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday was an important day in the recovery process for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa as he prepares to enter the NFL. Yesterday, Tua had a CT scan 3 months after fracturing his hip in Alabama's 38-7 win over Mississippi State. The diagnosis was, quote, as positive as possible, according to NFL insider Ian Rappaport. Rappaport tweeted that the hip fracture has healed, the hip and its range of motion is good, and that it'll likely be another month before Tua is cleared for football activities as expected. He continued that if Tua's health continues this way, the expectation is for a very good medical exam at the NFL Combine. LSU has found their replacement for passing game coordinator Joe Brady, who left the Tigers last month to join the Carolina Panthers coaching staff in the NFL. Longtime NFL coach Scott Linehan is reportedly headed to Baton Rouge to take over as the new passing game coordinator. The 56-year-old most recently served as the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator from 2015 to 2018. Before that, he was the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator and was head coach for the St. Louis Rams for just over two seasons. We're 1 month away from conference tournaments in basketball, and this week not much changed in the AP Top 25 poll. Baylor remains ranked first, Gonzaga second, and Kansas third. Auburn coming in at 11th for the second week in a row. Kentucky moved up three spots to number 12, while LSU dropped from 18th to number 25. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for areas of fog and a few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, cloudy with fog and a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then scattered showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, older accidents in the final clearing stages off of Cottage Hill Service Road and Hillcrest, also the one there at Bear Fork Road in between Jared and Moffitt and southbound 65 ramp to airport, as we have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's open 7 days a week on Government Boulevard in Mobile and Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. This is one of those Valentine's Day stories, pity party stories. 47-year-old guy, so my age here, Jeff Gebhardt, lives in Kansas City, Kansas, and he's now offering $25,000 to anyone who finds him a girlfriend.
What? It goes to
desperation thing.
It goes to the person that finds the girlfriend.
Right. So the person that I guess is the has the lead, who is the bird dog on this.
There's other words for that, but yes.
Yes, that's right. Yes. He put up a website called DateJeffG.com with a video and some info about him. He's a successful entrepreneur. He's in really good shape. He's been in a lot of long-term relationships, but he's never been engaged or married. So if you suggest a potential girlfriend to him and it works out, he's going to send you $25,000. And after he pays you, he said he'll also make a $25,000 donation to an animal shelter or other animal charity. He said, oh, you can't nominate yourself and try to pocket the money. Women who nominate themselves aren't eligible.
What?
So there, and he's got, in his video, you go see this, he's got the dog. You know, he's hanging. It's not a puppy, which would even be better. But he's got a real pretty yellow lab there, and so he's using the. How does he have to have somebody if he's that successful? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. But he's offering $25,000.
Don't do it, ladies. Do not do this.
You think it's a setup?
It is a trap. If and that's his own description of himself. Someone who says they've been in several long-term relationships and is in shape. And has the money to spend.
But he's alone. Yeah.
There's an underlying issue here that is massive. This is not a good idea.
I'm with you. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be something.
And I thought this was illegal. Can you pay to have a girlfriend?
Yes.
You can?
Sure.
I mean, everyone pays in some form or fashion, but.
Well, here you go. I'm backing away from the microphone. I'm backing away. Go ahead.
But you can't just say $50,000. You know, half of it going to charity for someone that finds me a girlfriend. I thought that was illegal.
It is not. No. There's what are all the matchmaker stuff and all that stuff goes
good
on
point.
Out there? What are you doing?
That's a good point.
Dalton, it's to find you a girlfriend, not to find you.
Okay. So I'm confused on this.
There's no guarantees. How about this? There's no guarantee with it. So when there's no guarantee, it's still a game of chance, right?
And my point stands that this guy has some bad things.
I'll back you up on that. All right. Hour number three on the way. Quinn Hillier joins us. We're turning up your voice next hour, 343-0106.